Dr. Randy here in Intentional Living Studio at Intentional Life Media in Tucson, Arizona, on the radio satellite around the world, and of course through our podcast. We all have one mission here, and that's we want to walk with you and encourage you to experience your life today the way God intended. And so we ask the question, are you one of the 60% of adults in the U.S. who are saying you're feeling lonely? Which, by the way, is not a lack of being spiritual. There are a lot of spiritual people that I know and in Scripture who struggle with loneliness. We live in a fallen world with the realities of life. So today we're going to unpack that, give you some help, and tell you what the top three kinds of loneliness are and the difference between loneliness and depression. Talk about that. And we're going to hear people tell us the things that are working for them. If you want to share your story, you can do so right now at 888-888-1717. Love to hear from you as you call 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Katie, and I am a single mom of two beautiful babies, and I would say that the thing that I know that I struggle with the most, and I think probably can't be the only one out there, but just loneliness in itself can be the hardest thing, just trying to do it by yourself and, you know, at the end of the day, not having somebody there to help you and help to support you.
Yeah, that's true. You know, in fact, thank you for sharing that, Katie. There's three groups that we look at with loneliness. And you fall into this first one because you have to do everything alone. You're doing parenting, finances, making decisions. That can be an overwhelming thing. And many of you who are a single mom or dad or solo parenting, you understand that. The solution is to get some help for yourself. And just be honest, I think it's hard for some of us to say, help, I just need help. And connecting with people, taking care of yourself. Then there's a group that just feels stuck. Maybe there's been the death of a spouse. You're getting older, there's been a health change, and it's not so much you're overwhelmed with stuff, it's just you feel overwhelmed with being lonely. And of course, you're going to hear the theme, you got to get active, you got to get intentional in getting outside yourself to the extent you can with the limitations you may have and figure out how you can serve others. And then of course, number three, if you're feeling depressed, now we're talking about something that goes beyond just feeling lonely. Because there's an overlap between loneliness and depression, which is a mental health condition. In your case, yes, you need to serve others, stay active. These are all good things, eating healthy, but also you may need to get some professional help. And that's not a sign of weakness. Depression is treatable. So see your doctor, counselor, get some help. All right, let's get to the calls. April is first in Kansas. Yes. Hi, April. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Randy. I'm doing good.
Good. Appreciate your call. What about loneliness? What do you do? What's helped you?
Well, I found Family Life Radio last year, and it's been a big part of my life. Perfect. Every day I'm on the road a lot, you know, so I have a radio family that I listen to and connect with.
Terrific. Before you go on, how did you find the station? Spinning the dial or what?
Well, no, actually, my husband left, and our thing was to drive around and sing together old, you know, songs. And anyway, it was a really traumatic divorce, and I couldn't listen to that music anymore. It was just too triggering. So I just was strolling through the radio station and found, you know, Family Life Radio. And so terrific. I've been listening ever since. It's what I listen to every day. And so it's just uplifting. And it's also helped me to deepen my relationship with God, which I think is really, truly my one thing. I have a lot of hobbies. And, you know, I love to garden. I'm not quite there yet. But, you know, having that relationship with God has been really the top of my number one things. Because it's forcing me to have a relationship with myself and not myself and God and not depending on other people. So
that's great. Well, I'm glad the radio has been a part. I mean, we see ourselves as a community. I know we're on the radio and we're not physically together, but we really see ourselves as connected wherever we, you know, with our podcast or radio. We're all in this journey together, aren't we, April? It's a journey of life and we can support each other. Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I don't know. Maybe we have a little disconnect there. They may want to check with April, see what happened. But she makes a great point. Listening the radio, and we didn't set that up. She's just sharing with us the difference it's made in her life, and also the fact that she's got hobbies that she's involved with. I wonder if she's still there. Are you still there, April?
I am. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I'm here.
We got disconnected. Now you mentioned hobbies as well. What kinds of things do you do? Gardening, you mentioned. What else do you do to kind of help you with feeling lonely?
Gardening. I have a lot of hobbies, but I've been surrounded by death for so long now. My father died in 83. My husband left in, or not 83, gosh, 23. My husband left in 24. In 25, I lost my service dog. I lost my adopted mom, and I lost my best friend within 2 weeks of each other, you know. So I've been watching my mother's grieving process, and she's, you know, I mean, she just quit living and just sits around and wishes for death because, you know, my dad left and she just didn't know how to function without that. So I have friends that are also lonely. So we go out to eat and go to church. But, you know, I'm a social psychologist, and I find why I'm so lonely is because I'm deep and I don't really do superficial, you know, and so, you know, I'm a building construction inspector, so I'm on the job site every day, and, you know, I'm always jovial and always positive and shining this light, and then you just realize, like, what is filling me up, and so that's what Family Life Radio and a closer relationship with God has given me. That fills me up, but, you know, I've been so busy being powers of attorneys and executors of estates and dealing with a really nasty family, and, you know, and it really has, you know, pulled my tentacles in because it's just been so, so awful. But, you know, I you got to seek counseling too, you know, just to make sure you're all right.
Absolutely. You know? Because if you don't, it can be pretty overwhelming for sure. All right. Thank you, April. I'm glad you're listening in Kansas and that we can make one part of the journey with you and be with you. And I hope our listeners, and I should say our staff, who are probably busy doing a lot of things, but listening throughout the building, around the country, that this is why we do what we do. I mean, this is it. And I would say to those of you listening who have so faithfully been supporting the ministry, I would be remiss if I didn't remind you that your support is doing this kind of work. And we just get to do it together. And so it's a huge thank you for standing with us. God bless you, April. Thank you for that journey. You didn't allow yourself to sink and disappear. You said, hey, I'm going to keep above it, trust the Lord, be in a community, and keep growing. That's fantastic. Ivy's over in Texas. Hi, Ivy. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. What have you found with loneliness that's helped you?
I have chronic depression, and I found the best thing for me is to volunteer to work with other people.
Mm. How does that help you?
It puts me closer to God because I always try to follow where He's leading me. Mm. And I just started knitting because that's always been a hobby of mine, and now I knit for people that need things.
Have you gotten some help for the depression? You say it's chronic. Are you seeing a counselor or your doctor? Some help?
I've been seeing a counselor, but I joined a church recently, and I have cut back on my medications, and the Lord is providing.
And that's good. Well, that's good that you're under supervision for medically because, let's face it, mental health is a big thing, and I look at it this way. It's not a spiritual thing. You can have a broken bone, or you can have cancer, or you can have diabetes, or you can have some mental issues that we deal with, mental health rather. And the body's broken, and we live in a fallen world, and that's just part of it. And getting help and recognizing that God can use that and will use that. We fortunately live in a time where that kind of help is available, but that doesn't negate, nor should it become a substitute for also growing spiritually, that our ultimate confidence is in God and that we trust God and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in our lives. That's good. All right. Quick break. We're going to be back. We're talking about loneliness, how to deal with it, how to overcome it, and also a little bit of what's the difference between that and depression.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Plus years ago, I was listening to Family Life, and I had been praying for my wife and I a better relationship and everything. And I heard Dr. Randy mention praying for yourself to be a better husband, and that was one of those God moments, because I started praying for myself to be a better husband and a better father, and sure enough, my wife came along and became a better wife and had more respect for me and I for her, and our relationship has just been going by leaps and bounds growing from there. We've been married 49 years, and we started dating actually elementary school. It's progressed from there, so it's a long-time relationship, and we've been loving each other.
Hey, thank you, Jack. Glad to be a part of your journey and your life, and I extend that. We share testimonies like this. We have lots of them, many, many. We do it for two reasons. One, to be an encouragement to you. And also, I want to specifically remind those who are supporting the ministry, your gifts are just not being used for nothing. They're being used to impact people for Christ. And we thank you for it. We're talking about loneliness today. Which age group do you think, the young ones or the older ones, struggle with loneliness? I mean, a huge difference in what the research shows. And I'll tell you what that is in just about a minute.
Yes, hi, Dr. Carlson. What about those people who are more lonely being married than when they were single and lonely? So that's a topic I like to hear about. People who are more lonely as being married than lonely being single. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Listen, you know what? Loneliness has nothing or very little to do with people being around you. You know, we got the Lone Ranger, but he had Tonto, right? But it's not. You can be lonely in a. You've heard it. Lonely in a crowd. There's probably songs that have been written along that line. Or you can be alone. There's a difference between lonely and being alone. And really, loneliness comes down to a disconnection. You're disconnected from people. And one of the problems with loneliness is that the number of people who live alone has increased. We see that more and more, and so it's more prevalent than ever. Loneliness can increase a lot of things. The risk of premature death, it's up 50%. 1 in 5 Americans say they have nobody to talk to about important matters. Social media ain't getting it done. Your next TikTok visit is not going to get it done. Your next influencer is struggling with their own stuff. We all do. We need each other. We need to connect with each other. And that's why we do what we do here. Young or old, what do you think? I was a little bit surprised. I guess maybe it shouldn't have been, but young adults are twice as likely to be lonely than seniors. We're talking about Gen Z, kind of under 30. 79% report being lonely, 41% of older folks. Now, what's interesting, though, is I see the big thing that the change in these numbers really occurred during COVID. And a lot of you who are the Gen Z younger, you know, you went through a difficult time. I mean, education and schooling and disconnection. And then at the same time, this huge rise in technology and everything's on social media and you're connecting. We know that social media is not going to replace the connections that God intends for us with people. It's one of the reasons we need to be in church, need to be in a fellowship, need to be connected with people. But by the way, you can go to church and be lonely. I mean, you can go to church every Sunday and be totally ignored. Unfortunately, in too many churches, that may be the case. But the reality is we all have to find out how we're going to get connected. And that's important. Okay. Let's go to Tom in Michigan. Hey, Tom, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. How have you dealt with loneliness in your life?
Well, I was telling, I think, Steve or Amy or someone. Anyways, I'm just so grateful for everything that I have. I know it sounds really, you know, cliche or whatever, but it just works. And the reason it works is because I really, truly am grateful. I'm not worthy of everything that I have in my life. I've got a great job that I love. I'm a single guy. I have no kids, but I'm a driving instructor. God has put me in the life of all of these kids, and they're fantastic kids, and they're all my kids, and I love every one of them, and I love my neighbors and all this, and when I do get down, it's all about, look what you have, and it just automatically lifts me up, and you know, I have these conversations with God. Hey, God, I'm sorry for these thoughts that I've had about I don't have what this person has, but I said, you know in my heart how truly grateful I am. And it always puts a smile on my face. I was telling one of the other persons, you know, why do you always have a smile on your face, these kids say, or everybody? I said, because. I said, I'm so grateful for everything that I have. And it's just so uplifting for me.
Amen. Listen, were you born that way? Is that a personality of who you are, how you're wired?
You know, I guess that's true. I'm the youngest of 8 kids. And my mom said I was the easiest one to deliver, and I've just always been in a good mood. I guess so. That's probably true. I've never thought about it that way, but I guess that's really true.
Yeah, and it's a blessing. And I ask that because there are some people who are born, and we just have different wiring. Yeah, we got some who are love the Lord, but they're just wired to be a little more depressive or looking down at critical things. So you're blessed, but you know it is a decision. Because the Bible tells us in Philippians 4, whatever's right and pure and admirable, praiseworthy, of good report, think on such things. We're told to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. And to speak directly to your thing on gratitude, Tom, I'm thinking of Philippians 4:6, where Paul is talking to Timothy and saying, hey, don't be anxious about anything. Don't worry about anything. I mean, which is kind of another emotion that can get us into trouble. But he goes on to say, but with prayer, petition, and... Anybody remember what the next one is? Prayer, petition, and, come on, Pastor Steve, you don't know? Thanksgiving. Make your request known to God, and then the peace of, I had something Stephen didn't know in the Bible. Man, do I get the gold star today? All right. But the Bible is clear that there's power in gratitude, and if you're not wired that way, maybe it's something you can be intentional, saying, hey, I'm going to be more grateful. Every day. You know, when my wife and I, when we get together and we pray, I always start by saying, Lord, thank you for the blessings because we have them. And it makes our mind focus immediately on the things we have as opposed to things we want or don't have in our lives, which can be, a different issue. All right, let's get back to calls here. I think Brenda is next in Arizona. What's your one thing, Brenda?
What has worked for me personally, I am a stay-at-home parent. And we just started our foster care journey, and it's been pretty lonely. And the biggest thing that has helped is joining support groups. We attend, like as a family, we attend a support group through Calvary Church in Phoenix.
Oh,
and they have just been instrumental in not feeling, you know, motherhood is very lonely, but just going through that journey with other people and having a support group that's scripture based has been amazing.
Well, that's why, you know, the Bible says, you know, we're not to forsake ourselves getting together with other believers. And that's one of the reasons church is so important, because we're in community with others and support groups, like you say, getting with others of like interest, like topic, like challenges is very supportive. Have you found that to help you rise above some of the loneliness and feelings that come along in parenting?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. What ages are your kids, Brenda?
I have a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, all boys, a 12-year-old boy, and we just started fostering a 7-year-old girl.
Wow, good for you. That sounds like you're keeping busy. That and support groups, and that's about it.
Yeah. We have weekly check-ins. It's wonderful. Thank you, and I hope I was of help. Have a great one.
Yeah, we will. Thank you, Brenda. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Ian. In Arizona, what have you found that helps you with loneliness, Ian?
Yeah, so we actually are part of a men's group out here. We actually had a couple of guys early on who committed suicide. So we decided to do two things. One, we started our Bonded Voices podcast, and we did a men's coffee group. And it's really brought men together who middle-aged, feeling lonely, feeling out there. And it's just been wonderful. And I mean, we had a guy baptized Saturday.
Amen. Fantastic. Yeah,
exactly. We're bringing up people to the Lord. We're giving people things to talk about, bringing them together for coffee, conversation. And we've actually done our coffee group now every Wednesday morning for over a year and a half. We haven't missed a week. And we've done 42 episodes of our podcast, and it's changed people's lives.
Now, did you start all this, Ian? Was this your vision?
Yes, it was myself and a friend of mine called Lauren and Greg, two friends, and we've just been really diligent with it and understand that it's something that's really needed out there. Conversations change lives, whether it's within our church group that we do it, or within our men's group, or with our podcast, and I mean, it's life-changing.
That's fantastic. Listen, how many men get together?
The biggest one we've had is over 15 men. We even tied in through our podcast to the Men's Shed organization that worldwide brings men together as well. So, you know, that's been really a life changer in people communicating with us through there. And the coffee group's not as religious as our men's group in the church.
Yeah.
It's more of a come as you are. But like, you know, this morning we were sitting there and, you know, talking about, you know, Peter denying Christ, because that
Amen.
Became part of a conversation this morning. But yeah, it's people need people. And I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing. Conquering loneliness, you're right. It's an epidemic. It's something that needs a solution. And I think the solution, one, is Jesus. And
Amen.
Two is conversations and forcing the issue, knock on a neighbor's door, give them things to listen to, share books with them, engage. Man's not meant to be alone.
Amen. That's for sure. Thank you, Ian. Appreciate your call. And the best to you as you have that ministry of impacting people with loneliness. I want to say this because today we talk about loneliness. Some of you, beyond just loneliness, you're feeling pretty depressed, and maybe you know someone or yourself and you're feeling like, I don't even think life's worth living. I would encourage you today. I want you to, there's a national crisis hotline that's available 24 hours a day at 988-988 that you can call if that's how you're feeling today, to get some help if you're feeling that you're in crisis.
How come in the United States of America, the richest nation on the planet, when it comes to all the research on happiness, the United States is number 10 on the list? There are 9 other countries in the world that are happier than we are, and yet we seem to have everything. So I looked a little more deeply and I said, okay, let's find out what Americans really think. And Pew Research shows that 50% of Americans think that the American dream is only somewhat alive. So the research is saying that at least half of Americans say that they're not living the dream. 69% of Americans are either disengaged or not engaged at work, according to the Gallup poll research.
Boy, you know, you think about it. We are the richest, supposedly the happiest. We're way down the list on that scale, way down the list on the loneliest, way down the list on the most satisfied. And so it's not material things that are going to bring us those things in life. We believe and we teach that it's when we choose to be intentional in the way God has made us. Our mission is to live the way God intended for us. And when we do, that's a radical transformation in our life. So that's an excerpt from the teaching for our members. It's up on our site today. It's available to all members. All you have to do is put in that little code to get to it. It's on finding the dream that God has for your life. If you don't have that code, let me know. Join us in support today as a member. We'll make sure you get it as well. Give us a call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Press number 2, 888-888-1717. Or go to theintentionallife.com. And thank you for your support. All right, back to the calls on loneliness today. Julia is in Arizona. Do you have some episodes of loneliness, Julia?
I do. I'm human.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's all part of living. And when we get there, for me, I find exactly what you've instructed is to recognize, why am I here at this point? Why am I feeling this right now? And to not only think, you know, what can I do to make this better? Oftentimes, it's not something that's instant, but to remember that we're created in God's image. and that we have his greatness, and that's what he wants us to have. And sometimes we have to work harder to feel that than other times, like when we're feeling lonely. You know, we're that image is moral and spiritual and intellectual, and we have that ability. And that's a really, really powerful thing when we're feeling down, but it's recognizing, okay, I'm going to go forward and I'm going to do something that makes me feel even better as we're supposed to feel. And like the other caller had mentioned, it's helping others. If I'll just simply go to a store or wherever, even just driving down the road, I know it sounds weird, but I'll pull over and just start talking to somebody if they're sitting at a bus stop or, mm-hmm. you know, if it's at the bank. People today, it's really easy to see a lot of sadness in people, unfortunately, especially with the with our economy. And just taking that time to give even just 5 minutes talking to somebody and saying, you know, I had a really great time talking with you. Thank you. And, you know, yeah. just telling them something great that, you know, how pretty a girl is, you know, that means so much to someone. Or sure. the information they may actually, the content they have may actually even be more meaningful than something I'm expecting. And I think by helping others, for me personally, that is the greatest feeling I have is doing something for mm-hmm. others. And then also, I think it's really important to remember what we're eating and what we're drinking, that those things, the things that God provided for us, those healthier things, it's going to help us feel better too. If we're not eating well, we may just end up in a lonely, depressed feeling just by the things we're eating.
Yeah, that's true. Now you're getting really personal.
Now, I think everybody, the human body.
You're getting way too personal now, Julia.
Yeah, you know, I think if people are drinking a lot or doing drugs, they may not feel well. But if they're putting an apple or a banana and lots of hydration, they may feel better. But anyway, point being, if we follow taking care of our bodies and recognizing right. we're created in His image, and respecting ourselves that way, then we're going to feel that way.
Absolutely. Duly noted, Julia. Thank you. I'm going to go check on the bananas right after this. Hey, listen, today and yesterday, we focused on the power of being intentional when faced with loneliness. If you missed the program, they're in our archives. They're available to you. It's all made possible because of the generous prayers and support of our team all around the country who support us, and God bless you for doing that. We've got to run. Appreciate your feedback. Again, 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. For the entire team here, thanks for being a part of Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.